Legends Hall inside the Lambeau Field Atrium, presented by Blaine's Fleet Farm. It's Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Mike Daniels! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. You know, we like to think of this program as a 30-minute celebration of Packer football. Yeah. But after the Seattle game, there's not much to celebrate. But we do have an ode. Hold it down. It is entitled, Ode to a Crummy Start, by Larry McCarron. We weren't good. In fact, we were bad. The Packers' performance, label it sad. The Seahawks are good. It was hardly a cinch. But somehow, some way, get a helmet on Lynch. But please don't despair. And here's the reason. 15-1 is a pretty good season. Oh, thank you, thank you. Just a little something that came to me on the flight home, okay? Had a lot of time. Please say hello. You know, they're not sick, but they're not well. But please say hello to our band, Third and Short. How many years is this, Frank?
Larry, we started together in 1994. It's been 21 years, and I tell you what, dude, we haven't changed.
Speak for yourself, big guy. At any rate, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is 300 pounds worth of romping, stomping fury, and he can romp and stomp with the best of them. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Mike Daniels. Program, take the far seat if you would. Mike, how are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Those pythons you call arms, do you have names for them like Hans and Franz, or how does that work?
I just call them arms. Wow. Left and right.
Are they big or what? Yeah, thank you, man. All right, Mike. I was reading the paper. I'm old school. I still read the paper. I was reading the paper the day after the Seattle game, and you were quoted as saying, I want to spit the way I played. Now, if you still feel that way, please don't. But clearly it was not the defense as a whole's best night, was it?
Not at all. And I think I was misquoted because I said I wanted to spit on the way I played. See, I could spit any time, you know. But I wanted to spit on the way I played because it was just disgraceful. And I feel as though I could do a lot better than what I showed. And I owe that not to just myself, my family, but definitely to the fans. So,
Mike, Marshawn Lynch, they've got some folks now. And Marshawn Lynch is a special guy. But at the end of the day, 200-plus yards rushing is unacceptable, is it not?
It's very unacceptable. And regardless of who you're playing against, okay, if we're playing against Gale Sayers or Barry Sanders, you're not supposed to give up 200 yards. Ideally, you don't want to give up 100 yards. That lets you know that you're doing things, you're moving in the right direction. But he had about 111 yards on the ground by himself, and they had over 200 of the team. So we've got to get that corrected.
Of course, when Marshawn Lynch is not getting the ball, Russell Wilson has it in his hands, and it may be getting thrown or handed off to Percy Harvin. Those are some pretty unique talents, too.
They've got some weapons, and we just didn't respond. So we'll have to make sure that we respond better to the weapons we'll face these upcoming weeks because we play some good teams that definitely have some pretty good offensive players.
Mike, interestingly enough, I thought your individual game got stronger as the game progressed. Did you come to a point, like at halftime or something, and say, I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take it anymore? Because clearly the second half was fine overall.
I have to say that might have been it. You know, you just made a decision that I'm not playing the way that I know I can play, and I have to do something about it.
Now, Mike, you had, during the ball game, a special teams gaffe, shall we say, running into the punter, okay? Now, I'd like you to explain something, because you guys were in what we used to call punt safe, which is a rarely practiced commodity, rarely used, and the basic practice for it is kind of running out there, okay, everybody's here for punt safe, you never do it, and to some extent, you're just reacting as a defensive lineman going after the guy with the ball, are you not? Were you in punt safe, and could you explain that?
You know, absolutely, absolutely. And that was a blunder on my part, obviously. To get back there, I think I was just so shocked that I got back that I didn't even know what to do. So I talked to the coach about the proper technique to go about blocking a punt because, I mean, obviously I can get back there. So I just had to work on cleaning that up and making sure I block the thing next time, not hitting the kicker.
Mike is a very interesting guy to interview in the locker room. Because if you ask him, he thinks it's kind of stupid. If you ask him a question he thinks is kind of stupid, he'll give you a look like that was really stupid. But anyway, and he's given that look to me on a number of occasions, trust me. But last week, because I noticed watching the film and so forth, Seattle cuts a lot. They cut block. And defensive linemen don't like that, okay? And they usually, when you ask them about it, they usually get a rise out of them. But when I ask Mike about it, he just kind of blew it off, really. But I want to take credit for this play we just looked at, Mike. You played the cut block beautifully. You went down the line of scrimmage and made the play. And I feel like last week I heightened your awareness of the cut block.
Absolutely. Yes, you did. I will give you credit. You will get credit, part credit for that.
All right. Guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time to go in the huddle. In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, you are a multifaceted individual. On this particular play, you are on the offensive team right here. Now, my first question for you is, do they have like a cool name like Beast Mode or something like this for this formation? What do they call it?
I can't tell you.
You can't? Or you'd have to kill me?
Not kill you, but keep you silent somehow.
Okay, so that will go left unsaid, I suppose. Okay, but is it kind of cool when you get your number gets called offensively?
Absolutely. I'm out on the field at the same time as Aaron Rodgers while he's doing what he does, and that's an honor within itself. So the accountability factor is there. I got to get my job done, and I love being out there with the offense.
Okay, here you are right here. And what would you describe your job as? Search and destroy. What's the assignment on this play?
Search and destroy is pretty good. I like the sound of that.
Okay. I want to start the tape. And I want to watch Mike. He's going to kind of pull down. It's kind of like a wham play from the looks of it. And one thing that happens, though, there's a lot of clutter. There's penetration. And you kind of get blocked from really executing your assignment. However, okay, and that's basically it right there. You're kind of stymied. Okay. This is one of those times he's looking at me like I'm stupid. Okay. Trust me, this is going to end up really good. But now, Mike, tell me what you do. Because I think it's critical to John Kuhn getting in there. Tell me what you do now.
I just kept moving my legs, and I said, we're getting in the end zone.
Well, anyway. And everybody listened. Now watch him. Watch him right here. You see him? He's going to start. He's going to restart and start driving, and he actually drives this guy right here off the ball, and look at right behind that is the ball, and John Kuhn scoring a touchdown.
It's there.
I mean, did you appreciate that fact at that moment?
I loved it. I'm looking down the line, and at some point, John hit the ground, and I'm actually trying to pull the ball, making sure it's over the line. I see the ref put his arms up. And that's when I said, oh, we scored. I'm trying to get him up and so we can celebrate.
Hey, as far as I'm concerned, you got a full-time job, buddy. Coming up, earn your autograph, starring Eric. Eric. Attaboy, Eric. We'll be right back. Stay with us, please. Okay.
Thank you, Third Short. Welcome back. It is time to play Earn Your Autograph with Eric and Mike. And Eric, we have a question for you. Frankie,
are you ready to rumble?
Eric, you ready to rumble?
Mm-hmm.
With Mike Daniels?
Yep.
Okay, Mike's a veteran of this show, and I know to get out of the way before he hurts me, okay? Mike, take it away.
I'm going to need you as a prop.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wonderful.
Okay. So I'm going to teach you the, how do you call it, the counter club to a rip. You know, it's when a guy really giving up the inside move. Larry, you know giving up the inside gap is a sin, but some people still do it. So if you got a guy that's dumb enough to do it, got to take it. So here's what we do here, right? You went, see, I'm lined up here. You rush the guy a couple times. You're just hitting, try to get off, hitting, you're hitting, you keep hitting, right? So about your fourth or fifth rush.
I'm tired of getting hit.
He's tired of getting hit. So now, instead of just sitting, how do you set, Larry? How do you normally set? You set like that. When you got a guy that's going to hit you, you're going to be a little more aggressive with your set, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to, instead of just sitting down, he's going to kind of jump at you. And when he jumps at you, you take your step, take another step, fake your head this way, club his shoulder, and rip yourself through.
All right.
You ready to earn your autograph? Yeah.
You're
so you
got to
take one step with the left, one step with the right. And when you step with the right, it's like you're crossing somebody over. Allen Iverson, that might have been before your time. He used to cross guys over with the basketball.
Okay.
So it's like you're crossing over, right? He's jabbed the head this way. And as soon as he bites on the fake, just go ahead and punch that shoulder and go all the way through. And make sure you hit him pretty good. It's Larry.
Okay, hang on a second. You're a little frisky, aren't you? All right, here we go.
That's, hey, he went through the progression. Bulled, then rip. I like it.
Pretty strong, huh, Eric?
Mike, yeah, don't make him feel good.
Mike, did he earn your autograph?
He earned my autograph. I say he did.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Eric is getting Mike's autograph. Where's the ball? While Eric is getting Mike's autograph, and there's the pen right there. Thank you. I'll take the mic back. While he's getting that autograph, we got to take a break. When we come back, it's time to do that Chalk Talk thing. Stay with us, please. Thank you, Third Short. Welcome back. Gloom, despair, agony on me, deep, dark depression, endless misery. I'm sure we all felt that way after the Seattle game, right? It was really disappointing. And it's so disappointing, there's like a hangover, for me anyway, and it doesn't go away for days. However, this morning I was looking at tape, and I saw something that made me happy. And I'm going to share it with you in this Chalk Talk, because maybe it'll make you happy too, okay? Deal? All right. Now, let's roll the tape. This is just an ordinary, everyday screen pass in the fourth quarter. Okay, and you can see it's setting up and you see the screen forming. And the first thing I want you to look at is our young rookie center right here, Corey Linsley. Now watch what he does. Defender coming, tries to dip underneath him, but Corey won't have any of it, and he puts him on the ground. Okay, that's a good thing. We like that, okay? Now I want you to focus in on Josh sitting right here, number 71. Okay, watch what he does. They're tackling Eddie Lacy. He grabs a Seattle Seahawk and tosses him on the ground right there, okay? I don't know if that's legal, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Okay. Now, okay, we're not done. Okay. Now, hang on a second, Claire. Roll it back. Claire's my little operator back there. Okay. Now we're going to look at T.J. Lang right here. Okay, now watch what he does to a would-be tackler. He, too, is on the ground. Okay, we're 3 for 3 on this play. And when you see guys playing like that in the fourth quarter of a losing effort, you know what? We're going to be okay in the long run. All right? Frankie! Here we are back with Mike Daniels. Mike, something about your game that is really one of your positives. You play with leverage. Could you talk about that? Is it something you think about, or does it just come naturally for you?
It really does come naturally because I'm, you know, shorter than everybody else. But
low man but wins.
Low man does win, so I'd say it's definitely a positive. But it's something that was drilled into me while I was at Iowa by my defensive line coach. He definitely made sure that we play with leverage. If you got high, if you stood up tall, you really, really – I mean, he made sure you knew you were doing the wrong thing. So he just demanded the best out of us, and I really have to attribute that to my training back in college.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Mike from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Don't go away, please.
We are back. Mike Daniels is our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Debbie Peterson.
Debbie Peterson, what's your question?
Since the Jets quarterback has young, fresh, agile legs, what's going to be your strategy going into the game Sunday?
Same strategy as every week. Try to get after him. Try to tackle him.
That complicated, huh?
That complicated. Very basic game.
All right. Next up we have?
Jim.
And Jim, what's your question?
My question for you, Mike, is I know that one man doesn't make a team or a defense, but do you feel that the addition of Julius Peppers along with Clay Matthews and yourself and the rest of the defense, it makes you more flexible and more versatile?
Absolutely. To be able to add such a talent like Pep, we definitely have opened the doors to be able to do some pretty creative things.
All right. Thank you, Mike, and thanks to our questioners. Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what do we have for that lucky questioner?
Well, Larry, I actually like Jim's question the best, and Jim wins a 32-ounce hologram Packer cup.
Well, isn't that nice? And Frankie, as a consolation prize, what does our other questioner receive?
She receives the same 32-ounce hologram cup.
Thank you, Frankie. Anyway, on that note, we'll be back with some final thoughts, whatever they may be. So stay with us, please. You're watching Packers Live.
All right. I'll get you there. We are back with Mike Daniels. And Mike, once again, I was reading the paper, and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel ranks every player on the team 53 based on their value to the team. Number two, Mike Daniels. And it goes on to list all your attributes and say you may be in line for one of those monster mega money contracts and so forth. When you saw that, and I'm assuming you did, you think, hey, that's pretty cool. Huh? What's your reaction to that?
My reaction is I just got to make them right. Just got to prove them right. You know, if the people feel as though I'm deserving of being ranked that high, then I just have to prove them right.
Okay, let's get back. Yeah, let's get back to your personal game. Talked about leverage earlier, but the thing above all else that makes you special, hustle, all-out effort. I mean, very first play of the Seattle game, it's all-out effort to the sideline. You talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Tried to set the tone early. And then I had an opportunity to get a side shot on the receiver, so I tried to tackle him, hit him.
Modest guy. Mike, thanks for being here. Good luck the rest of the day.
Thank you
for watching. Until next time, take care.